In the news this week, polling for the Christian Institute reveals that banning conversion therapy is not a priority for voters. Westminster hears of the genuine anger of parents in Northern Ireland after it imposes pro-abortion sex ed. And Canada's main opposition party adopts the protection of children from harmful sex swaps as party policy. Hello. A major new poll has revealed voters want the government to focus on the NHS and cost of living crisis, not on banning so-called conversion therapy. The Christian Institute Commission survey found that banning conversion therapy was a priority for just 4% of voters, whereas 68% picked reducing NHS waiting lists and 49% tackling inflation as among the most important issues for the government to address. The Conservatives and Labour need to take note of the poll's findings, Institute Deputy Director Simon Calvert warned, if they want to pick up the votes needed to form a government at the next election.
Well, we've been saying for years that a ban on conversion therapy is unnecessary, is dangerous and unwanted. It's unnecessary because existing law, quite rightly, protects gay and trans people and everyone else from verbal and physical abuse of every kind. It's dangerous because it risks trampling all over freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And we've had advice from a leading King's Council on that point. And we've also said that it's unwanted. And this polling that we've had confirms that the British public are just not animated about the idea of a ban. They want the government to stick to the important issues. So that's why we wrote to the Prime Minister recently, urging him to drop the ban. And that's why we're still urging him to drop the ban.
The poll comes as a leading advocate for a ban accused parents of being the problem, not the solution, when it comes to dealing with their gender-confused children. Jane Ozan also claimed teenagers were being sent to conversion therapy camps over the summer and complained religious practices, such as prayer, might not be covered in government proposals. An MP has urged the UK government to respect parents' views as it forces schools in Northern Ireland to teach kids about abortion. In the House of Commons, the DUP's Carla Lockhart criticised MPs for voting to impose the regulations with no consultation, little scrutiny and no care for the devolution settlement. She highlighted that parents are the first and best guardians of their children's rights and should be able to withdraw their child from any part of a sex ed lesson. Despite claims that teaching on abortion would be impartial, Mrs. Lockhart said that due to a wide range of views on the matter, the issue should be left to parents instead of schools.
When it comes to teaching about abortion, the government has sought to reassure us that it should take place in a factual way that does not advocate nor oppose a particular view on the moral and ethical considerations of abortion. But such assurances are impossible to deliver. The very fact of teaching about abortion is not morally neutral. It normalises it, presenting that the subject, that is, the taking of innocent human lives at their most vulnerable stage, as a mere moral dilemma about which people may be free to disagree, whereas for those who are pro-life, human lives are at stake. Further, it diminishes the value of life because if young people are taught about the legal availability of abortion and how to access it, they're more likely to do so in greater numbers. And we see that here in England and Wales since the Abortion Act was introduced.
Scotland's most senior law officer has proposed heroin addicts who inject in approved shooting galleries should not face prosecution. Dorothy Bain, KC, claimed it would not be in the public interest to prosecute drug users for using drugs within Scottish Government-approved drugs rooms. She denied her proposal amounted to an exclusion zone whereby a range of criminality is tolerated. Assistant Chief Constable Gary Ritchie responded that Police Scotland officers will not be able to simply ignore acts of criminality which they see occurring. And drugs worker Anne-Marie Ward argued people need help to get well and to stop using drugs, rather than encouragement to use them. Scotland Secretary Alistair Jack told Westminster the government opposed the move, but would not block SNP Green Coalition plans to pilot drug consumption rooms in Glasgow.
Drug consumption rooms are not the easy solution honourable members may think. There is no safe way to take illegal drugs. Drugs, they devastate lives, they ruin families, they damage communities. And the UK government believes that the police and the Procurator of Fiscal Service should fully enforce the law. However, and I say this to the Honourable Lady, however, if the Scottish Government and the Lord Advocate decide to proceed with a pilot on DCRs, drugs consumption rooms, the UK Government will not intervene.
And finally, the official opposition party in Canada has voted to protect under-18s from sex swap drugs and surgery. At the Conservative Party of Canada's National Convention, delegates backed a resolution prohibiting life-altering medicinal or surgical interventions for gender-confused children. One delegate argued children were unable to make the substantial decision to medically transition. Another urged the convention to support the resolution to stop this kind of brainwashing. Women's rights campaigner Mia Hughes welcomed the move and commended the brave Canadians who refused to be silenced any longer by the tiny minority of aggressive trans activists who dominated their narrative for so long. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.